I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The scandal-racked British tabloid News of the World is shutting down. The London-based paper says it will publish its last edition on Sunday. The News of the World is part of Rupert Murdoch's media empire, and it ran into a world of trouble over accusations that it hacked the mobile phones of everyone from celebrities to murder victims to get material for its stories. Graham Foulkes' son was killed in the July 7th, 2005 terrorist attacks in London. Graham Foulkes, what's your reaction to the news that News of the World is closing?
I'm absolutely delighted. And I say that because Rupert Murdoch is a cold and hard man. The only language that he speaks is cash. And this will affect him enormously. And I think the man deserves every ounce of pain that this will cost him.
Tell us how you found out initially that your phone may have been hacked.
The London Police Force have a special task group who have been looking into this for a few years. And one of the senior officers phoned me and told me that News International, News of the World, had a file with my name on it. It had my personal details of phone numbers, home address, and some of those phone numbers are what we in the UK call ex directory, which means they're not in the public domain. In 2005, we gave those details to the police when David was missing and we were looking for him. And it transpires that some serving police officers sold that information to the newspaper.
How do you feel about a public inquiry that the Prime Minister is now calling for?
A public inquiry is needed urgently. It's acknowledged now that the police are involved and they've been accepting bribes and corruption, then we need a public inquiry to root that out, find the officers concerned and prosecute them.
I'm certain it's terribly painful to be reminded of the period of time following your son's death. What is your view on what should happen if, in fact, it's proven that the News of the World was listening to your phone conversations?
The thought that it was the most difficult and darkest time of my life when I was having deeply personal and intimate phone calls with family and friends who were supporting us and we were trying to find David, was being listened to by a journalist simply to try and get a cheap story is just the most wicked thing imaginable.
I'm curious to know, I mean, it's clear how you feel about News of the World, but I'm curious to know, Mr. Foulkes, whether you read the News of the World before this phone hacking story came to light and how this makes you feel generally now about this culture of tabloid newspapers in Britain.
As it happens, I've never read the News of the World. I think that in any free society, the media play a pivotal and important role. And I think that the actions of this one rogue outfit should not be allowed to taint the good work of the other newspapers. It's important that we have a free and honest and trustworthy media.
Today is the anniversary of 7/7 in London, the day of those terrible attacks. I suppose the news about the News of the World today comes to you as some small kind of comfort.
I appreciate what you're saying. I am somewhat cynical about the timing of Murdoch's announcement. It's deflected attention away from his bigger empire. And if he thinks this is the way to either lose less or make more, he would have no shame about the timing of this announcement.
Mr. Foulkes, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Can I just say that I'm very aware that this September is the 10th anniversary of your own terrible day, and we'll be thinking of you.
Thank you very much for saying that, sir.
Thank you very much.